WHO, China coronavirus deaths heavily underreported, hurting global data. By Francis Martel on January 12, 2023. The World Health Organization, WHO, again criticized the government of China on Wednesday for underreporting coronavirus cases and deaths, making it difficult for the UN agency to assess the severity of the situation in the country and offer advice. Once one of the most fervent defenders of the communist regime's coronavirus policies, the WHO began to sour on China last year amid the extremely violent lockdown of Shanghai, the nation's largest and wealthiest city, in March and April. The Communist Party announced that it would no longer engage in large-scale lockdowns in December, claiming it was optimizing its coronavirus protocol because the dominant Omicron variant causes less severe disease than prior iterations of the virus. In the vast majority of the rest of the world, scientists had determined that Omicron carried a lesser risk of causing severe disease than other variants about a year before Beijing announced it had made this discovery. The period following optimization has resulted in widespread reports of overwhelmed hospitals and funeral homes and crematories struggling to keep up with demand for their services. The Chinese government has documented very few coronavirus deaths in the past month and denies that a surge in deaths is occurring nationally. Chinese public health officials changed the definition of a coronavirus death in December, making it far more narrow, and announced it would stop publishing daily coronavirus statistics at the end of the month. Addressing the situation in China, WHO Emergencies Director Mike Ryan told reporters on Wednesday that his agency believes coronavirus deaths in China are heavily underreported, leaving the WHO with insufficient information to make critical assessments. WHO still believes that deaths are heavily underreported from China, and this is in relation to the definitions that are used but also the need for doctors and those reporting in the public health system to be encouraged to report these cases and not discouraged, Ryan said, according to a transcript of Wednesday's regular press conference. Ryan offered a mild compliment to China in stating that the communist regime had done a lot in the last number of weeks, particularly to strengthen its own internal capacities to service the clinical needs of its own population. The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, opened the press conference with the news that, according to government-reported statistics, coronavirus deaths had dropped dramatically around the world, but discouraged celebration as China's false statistics likely meant the data was corrupted. Last week, almost 11,500 deaths were reported to WHO, about 40% from the Americas, 30% from Europe and 30% from the Western Pacific region, Tedros said. However, this number is almost certainly an underestimate given the underreporting of COVID-related deaths in China. The more data we have, the clearer a picture we have. We continue to call on all countries to focus on fully vaccinating the most at-risk groups, Tedros concluded, especially older people. And we continue to call on all people to take appropriate precautions when necessary to protect yourself and others. You may not die with this disease, but you could give it to someone else who does. Maria van Kerkhove, the WHO head of coronavirus response, also lamented very important information gaps regarding China, stating that her agency did not have a particularly clear picture of how hospitals and intensive care units across China were handling high patient volume. Van Kerkhove also stated that the WHO was urging China to be more transparent regarding data on what variants are circulating in the country. We have had further information from China on which viruses are circulating in China, and China CDC has reported to us that the sequences that have been detected are mainly these BA.5 sublineages, she said. But, we have requested further information to have those sequences be shared publicly so that a deeper analysis and more of the phylogenetic analysis can be done so that we can look mutation by mutation to really assess what is circulating there. New subvariant information, multiple WHO officials said, was largely from America, thanking the United States for its radical transparency on the matter. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin responded to the WHO's latest accusations on Thursday, claiming China had been timely, open, and transparent on public health since the pandemic began. We would like to stress again that China has been sharing relevant information and data in a timely, open and transparent manner in accordance with the law, Wang said. China has not only protected its own people's lives to the greatest extent possible, but also served as a major source of Chinese coronavirus response supplies for the world, making China an important participant in international cooperation against the virus. We hope that the WHO will look at China's Chinese coronavirus response scientifically and rationally, and that its related statements will reflect objectivity and impartiality, Wang concluded. In reality, China obscured the discovery of a novel respiratory disease in Wuhan, China, in late 2019, and in early 2020 let 5 million people leave Wuhan and spread the disease around the world. The Wuhan government attempted to break a record for the world's largest banquet, convening over 100,000 people, and arrested doctors who suggested those potentially exposed to the new disease wash their hands and wear sanitary masks. The WHO supported China against worldwide outrage at that time, even spreading disinformation claiming the highly contagious Chinese coronavirus was not transmissible from person to person. That appeared to change last year, when Tedros lamented the Shanghai lockdown and similar widespread house arrest policies as unnecessary and unsustainable in light of the development of vaccine products, resulting in Tedros, a previously enthusiastic Chinese government ally, being censored on regime-controlled state media. Chinese state propaganda claimed on Tuesday that multiple populous regions of China had passed their peak of coronavirus cases in the current wave, a claim undercut by ongoing reports of overwhelmed funeral homes, shortages in basic medicines, and hospitals struggling to meet demand. The Washington Post estimated that about 5,000 people were dying in China a day this week, compared to the little more than 5,000 it reported that China had documented since 2019. Public health resources not relying solely on the Chinese Center for Disease Control, CDC, have suggested a largely, but similarly proportionately questionable, total death toll in China of 17,837 people. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.